Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All righty, here we go. 7:45, quarter till 8, Thursday, October 14th, day 46 of the Ida recovery. God bless y'all in the harder hit areas. The weather's going to give us a little bit of a break in terms of being cooler, which should make it easier for you to do some of the work that you have to do. Not today, though. Warm and humid, highs of 88. Chance for evening showers tomorrow with highs of 90. But then Saturday and Sunday, the front comes through. It turns breezy and cooler, highs of 74 on Saturday with a lot of breeze from the north, and then lows of 48 North Shore, 58 South Shore, and highs of 74 on Sunday, 76 on Monday, and then warms up a little bit, 78 on Tuesday, and then a chance for rain on Wednesday. Mike Cooper joins us right now. Coop, president of St. Tammany Parish. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you on this beautiful fall morning?
Well, I'm going to be a lot happier come Saturday, and I'm going to go hit some golf balls if it kills me. I guarantee you, somewhere, somehow, I will find a way to hit some golf balls. Tell me about St. Tammany Parish. How are you guys doing on day 46 of the Ida recovery?
Well, now that we're at day 46, of course, we've gone through everything. We're in the final phases of recovery, and that is, of course, the debris pickup, the green waste debris pickup. Is a daunting task for us here in St. Tammany Parish. We've had widespread tree damage, of course, and our contractor continues to work 7 days a week with over 80 trucks on the road, picking up and delivering to six debris sites across St. Tammany Parish. And to date, we've picked up over 750,000 cubic yards in the unincorporated areas of St. Tammany. Our contracts are running concurrently with those in the municipalities, which total puts us over a million cubic yards of debris picked up. And that's been the biggest chore that we've had since getting power restored, all utilities restored. It's now the final stages of getting debris pickup.
Do you have any idea, because I have a good friend that lives in Mandeville and said the trees are nice, and then he showed me a picture of the tree through his roof, of how many houses were damaged by trees? Do you have any numbers on that, Mike? I mean, like with trees through roofs or however you would keep track of it.
I don't have an exact number. I did have an opportunity to fly over St. Tammany Parish and assess the damage shortly after the storm. We could see before blue roofs were put up, there were a number of homes that were damaged with trees in just about every neighborhood. But many of the trees just fell in roadways and in yards and didn't affect homes. But we had quite a number of homes that were damaged, roof damage, particularly with trees, both in unincorporated areas and in our municipalities.
Compare and contrast to Katrina, because I saw the tree damage after Katrina, and I was just shocked. I might have told you that story before. I have a friend that lives on Money Hill, and I helped him move some stuff from his home in New Orleans, and the trees that were down, it just literally looked like somebody had thrown a box of toothpicks around. Was it as bad as Katrina in terms of trees, or I guess with each successive storm, the tree canopy becomes less and less, and maybe the weak ones go down?
It's each storm is different. This storm, because it went to the west of us, there was more damage on the west side of the parish, and as opposed to the east side. For Katrina, there was more damage on the east side of the parish than on the west side, even though there was quite a bit of damage throughout St. Tammany Parish for Katrina and for Ida. But the tree damage was pretty severe, but in preparation, we had pushed contractors and our fire departments and local volunteers were prepared with their chainsaws and knew what to expect after a storm like this, and were able to push the roadways clear within the first 5 days to have clearance for our utility contractors to restore power.
First thing I did before I came to work, Mike, before the storm, was take the chainsaw and the gas and put it in the garage. The hot water heater is not in the garage. And because I figured if it was in the shed, maybe I might not be able to get to it. We'll pick it up here. We come back 7:50, 10 till 8. Talking about St. Tammany Parish, if you have any questions or comments for Coop, Mike Cooper, president, you can text them to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. We'll also talk about the financial impacts to the parish when we come back. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 14th, day 46 of the Ida Recovery. Thank you for getting your day started with us and getting ready to head toward the weekend. Mike Cooper is our guest. Coop, the president of St. Tammany Parish. And some of the questions that are coming in here, Mike, if I may pass them along to you. What about roadside home debris?
Roadside home debris. Okay, the C&D, the construction and demolition debris, that will be picked up. We will that will be picked up soon. Our contractors will pick that up. They have a separate site to bring that debris to. That debris is particularly in the low-lying areas where homes experienced flooding from storm surge and waters coming up that were unable to recede quick enough. So that debris will soon be picked up as well. It has to be separated and picked up separately. But that will soon resume. If it hadn't resumed in some of the some neighborhoods, but it will resume in all of the neighborhoods moving forward.
Yeah, from neighborhood to neighborhood, because I'm getting some different texts. Lee Road, for one of them. Another one says Highway 1088 in Mandeville. Is there a way people can go to check, or do they just have to be patient and wait because you're on your way, or they're on their way?
Well, that's exactly right. I mentioned the municipalities had separate contracts. The DOTD, which DOTD has state highways, they have their separate contract, and that includes Highway 1088 and Highway 437 Lee Road. So the state has its own contract for picking up debris on the state highways. And we have many state highways in St. Tammany Parish in addition to our local roadways, parish-owned roadways. So that is being picked up on a separate contract. But they are working concurrently with our own contractor as well.
Somebody texted in, asked Coop what he thinks about the people in the parish who are now cutting down healthy trees on their property and stacking the debris on the curb for the contractors to haul away. Is that legal? Do you know if that's
going on? No, it's not legal. It's not legal, and the contractors are able to identify those trees. And no, that is not legal. And those will be the contractor will pass by and not pick up those piles.
Well, I want to ask you about the Highway 11 bridge. I don't know if any of us know. if anyone but the good Lord knows the answer to that one, Mike, what are you hearing?
Yeah, we heard that DOTD just a few weeks ago announced that there was a further delay in opening up the bridge that was supposed to be open by now. It was a long contract. It was a 2.5 to 3 year contract, but it has gone beyond that due to availability of steel and other products. But that is a DOTD project that has been delayed yet again. And we're awaiting DOTD to give us an updated time for opening the Highway 11 bridge, which is an important important access to and from St. Tammany Parish over Lake Pontchartrain.
Real quick, what about I'm a female mid-70s. This says I'm a female mid-70s, no help. Please ask President Cooper, how do I get massive tree branches out of my backyard? I can't even budge them to get them to the curb. What do senior citizens do?
Let me see if we can find a local contractor, a local tree contractor that can give you assistance. We'll put that information out and
want her to
see how people can help. Neighbors can help,
or contact you or something, Coop? Do you want her to contact you or something? Do you want her to contact you or something?
Yes, yes. You contact me at mcooper@stpgov.org.
Do that, ma'am, and maybe he can get you some help. He can find some volunteers to do that. Hey, thank you, Coop. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tommy.
You have a good day. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. Enjoy that weekend coming up. When we come back, we'll talk to Nick Carl, vice president with People's Health. Noel Norman's going to be out live at the new center that's set up next to Party City at Vets and Causeway. Y'all know where that is. He'll be there from 10 till 1. Medicare enrollment begins soon, and we'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.